Blog.
You presume I'm weak, you presume I'm frail, but your perceptions won't prevail. I'm made more than what you see. Hi, this is Kimberly Locke, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is May 27th, 2009, and we are on the Blog Talk Network. Thanks for coming back. I'm Joanne, your host. The number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on. I am, like, really excited tonight. I have a young, pretty lady that is joining me tonight. I have to say this is my first guest that is not in double digits, and I'm so excited. So I'm, without further ado, I'm going to bring this cute little thing on, Miss Courtney Nash. Welcome to Stardish Radio. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for calling me tonight and spending some time with me.
You're welcome.
So, Courtney, you are like this big, happening, hot little movie star coming up. Tell me about that. You're only 7 years old.
Well, the movie Transformers or the short film.
I'm sorry, honey. What did you say?
Which movie?
Well, you know what? I'm excited to see you come out in Transformers, too, but I want to know how a beautiful 7-year-old girl got started in acting.
Well, I started when I was very young, and then I just kept on doing it.
And you love it?
Yes.
And you could probably see yourself doing it forever, right?
Yes.
Is there anybody that's an actor, actress that you want to be like when you get older? Or is there a particular actress that you look up to?
Yes.
And who would that be?
Ashley Tisdale.
Ashley Tisdale. She is something else. She's a very pretty girl. Would you want to work with her one day?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, what other things have you done? You know, I just saw your commercial not too long ago, the Orville Redenbacher commercial. That's like my favorite commercial.
Thank you.
I love how you get them big men to sit down and have a tea party with you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what does Courtney Nash do for fun when she's not becoming this big movie star?
Well, sometimes I'll sit down, watch some TV, I'll do some singing and guitar, maybe I'll make some arts and crafts.
Uh-huh. And I hear you like Bratz dolls, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one is your favorite?
I really like Yasmin and Sasha the most.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I understand you like cheerleading, too. Do you get to do some cheerleading?
I did cheerleading last year, and it was very fun. I did
some runs.
I was on the top. We did some handstands.
That's wonderful. And, yeah, I'm sure that either your mom or your dad travel with you when you go to do these films. Tell me about making the movie Transformers. How was that, how was that for you? That must have been, like, really exciting for a 7-year-old.
That was really fun. I played in the pool, and I went on a slip and slide, and we got to shoot Tim Whitley with a water gun.
You did?
Yes.
What was the most funnest part about playing Mozambique in Transformers?
Well, I have to say that I really loved the water slide.
Yeah, that was the best part for you?
Yes.
So now, did you get to work with all the big robot, the cars and stuff like that?
No.
No? Did you get to see them at least?
No.
Oh, bummer. I would think that would be really fun to see. And then you have another movie that's coming out, too, with Jolie Fisher and Brenda Strong called You. What are you doing in that movie?
I have a small part.
Okay. Look, there's no small part for an actress, honey. It's all what you make of it. So what are you in that movie?
I am a young girl in the movie who just dances.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? As pretty as you are, I'm sure that the camera is just going to capture you and everybody's going to remember you from that scene.
I was 4 years old when I did that.
Really? Oh, wow. So you didn't even just make that. That's weird how it works. You know, sometimes you make a movie when you're a lot younger and it doesn't come out for years later.
I know.
That's crazy.
I was surprised to hear that it was coming out. I'm like, wow, it's just now coming out. That's really, I started to forget about it.
So how do you memorize your lines? I mean, sometimes I have an 8-year-old boy, and sometimes I can't get him to sit down and read a book. How do you sit there and memorize all these lines?
Well, I practice my lines a lot, and then mm-hmm. I practice them enough to get them right in my head, and then I'll touch myself to see if I remember them, and then I'll remember them.
Well, that's a smart trick. Do you practice your lines with your mom?
Yes.
Yeah. She's probably your biggest cheerleader, right? Moms usually are. The Orville Redenbacher commercial runs all the time, and everybody loves you in that commercial. Tell me about the time that you worked on Saturday Night Live. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
When I did that.
How old were you?
1.
Oh, my goodness. So you've been working for a long time.
I was just like 4 months when I started.
That's amazing. So what kind of an actress do you want to be when you get older? Do you want to be like on the Disney Channel like Ashley Tisdale, or do you want to go into movies like Megan Fox in Transformers? What do you want to do, or is it still too early to tell?
I really want to be in a lot of movies and TV shows.
Yeah. If there's what TV show out there right now that's your favorite you would want to work on?
I want to work on Sweet Life on Deck.
Oh, my son loves that show. I like watching that show. Did you ever meet those guys, Dylan and Cole?
No.
No? Do you have a boyfriend yet? Are you allowed to have a boyfriend?
No.
Good answer. Good answer. Who do you have a crush on? Do you have a crush on any of the Dylan or Cole?
No.
No. I kind of like Zac Efron. I think he's cute.
That's cool.
From High School Musical. Huh?
Do you like High School Musical?
I do like High School Musical, actually. I think it was a really good movie. I did an interview with Coach, his name is Bart Johnson. He played Zac Efron's dad. He was a really nice guy. I thought it was a really, really good movie.
Have you seen High School Musical 1, 2, and 3?
I saw 1 and 2. I didn't see 3 yet. That one I fell a little bit behind on. But I heard that they're making a High School Musical 4, but with just different people.
I know. That's supposed to be really exciting. I think it should have a very good review.
Oh, really? Well, I do want to see High School Musical 3. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet. My son, I know, has seen it because I watched the others with him because he really likes Vanessa Hudgens. He doesn't think I know that, but I do, because he's not allowed to have a girlfriend either. He's only 8.
He's 1 year older than me.
Yes, he'll be 9 on Halloween. When's your birthday?
January 29th.
Oh, okay. My brother's is January 28th. That's really cool. Very nice. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
No, you're just an only child, and you're just doing your thing with the acting. That's great. Now, do you sing?
Well, I take singing classes.
And how's that working out for you?
Good.
Yeah, you like it?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I really like singing lessons.
Oh, good. Are you learning to play any instruments? I know when kids start out really young, their moms and dads like them to be what the adults call like triple threats. They dance, they sing, they play instruments. Are you interested in any of that?
I play the guitar, and I really like the guitar and singing.
Oh, wonderful.
One of my really good talents.
Oh, really? What do you like to play on the guitar? Is there a particular song?
Learning how to play the guitar. So I've been playing London Bridge sometime, doing my little guitar book.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Now, you're originally from New Jersey, and you moved to California when you were just a little girl, little girl. Do you remember anything about New Jersey? Do you get to go back and visit, or are you just staying in California now?
Sometimes I go back and visit New Jersey in the summers. Maybe I'll go back for the winter vacation. Or maybe sometimes you will come out there and visit me.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Now, tell me, there's so many older actresses. Let's get into some bigger actresses besides Ashley Tisdale, like Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. Their kids are also in acting. Would you ever want to work with someone like that?
Yes.
Yeah? You like Jada Pinkett Smith? She's a beautiful woman.
I haven't seen her.
Really? That's Will Smith's wife. Oh, she's beautiful. I'm sure your mommy will show you a picture of her. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl, and they have some beautiful children that are acting also in different movies. Mostly, I think, with Will Smith, with the dad, though.
Oh, are you looking forward to see the new Will Smith movie, Imagine That?
Yes, I am. I can't wait to see that. You know, there's so many movies that I want to go see right now that I just have not had a chance to go see. But Imagine That is definitely one of them. Are you going to be there? Are you going to the premiere?
I don't know.
Ooh, you better tell your agent to get you a ticket to the premiere. That's what big movie stars do.
I know.
So what else are you going to be doing? Well, I know you have Transformers coming out in June. What else are you working on?
Just auditions.
Just auditions? Anything that you want to tell me about? Anything interesting?
Not yet.
No? So tell me, okay, speaking of auditions, tell me, what is it like for you to go into an audition? Do you get a little scared sometimes?
Sometimes
you know,
I'm so nervous. Sometimes I'll calm down. Sometimes I just really want to go in there and do my thing.
and just get it over with and be like, okay, I'm here. Let me do my thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing. And you know what, Courtney? I think that you are going to be one of the next hottest stars coming out of Hollywood. You are just so adorable, and I love talking with you.
Very much.
Oh, girl, you are just a treat for me. Now, is there anything else you want me to know about you? What do you want people to know about Courtney Nash?
Well, I want you to know that she is very sweet and that she will help you when you need the chance.
Oh, you're so cute. Oh, my God, I just want to take you home. Okay, I want a daughter now. That's it. That's it. I want a little girl. I have boys. You little girls are just so sweet. Huh?
I'm an inspiration.
You certainly are an inspiration, that's for sure. And you know what? Anytime anybody asks you, Courtney, what do you want people to know about you? You say, you know what? I'm an inspiration. And that's right. You are an inspiration to all children of all colors, of all races, of all religions, that they can do whatever they want to do.
Thank you.
Honey. You're welcome, sweetheart. I am going to let you go because I know it's getting, what's it, like 7:15 down there. It's 10:15 over here. I'm in New York. So I'm going to let you go, but I want you to stay in touch with me, okay? You let everybody know over there, Jeff, that you want to stay in touch with me when you got some new stuff coming out because I would love to have you come back on and sit and talk with me.
Okay.
Okay. I had so much fun with you, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right, honey, you have a great time, and I will see you in that movie, Transformers 2. What, honey?
I had fun with you, too.
Oh, well, you know what? You're welcome back anytime. You don't even need an invitation.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart, you go have a great night, and tell your mom I said thanks for letting me talk to you tonight.
Okay.
All right, honey, have a great night. Courtney Nash, everybody, coming out in Transformers 2 as Mozambique in Revenge of the Fallen. Oh, I can't wait to see that movie, and that little girl is just so cute. I want to just scrumptious her up. She's so cute. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So let me see, who do I have here on area code 813? Who am I speaking with?
Tarant.
Yes.
Hi. This is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
Like, Still almost hobo. I can't wait.
What did you just say, Maggie? I'm sorry.
Stew is almost out downhill. It's almost summer.
Oh, yes, it's almost summer. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, how you been doing, Maggie?
Okay.
You going to go see Transformers?
I don't know what is that.
Transformers is a movie that you should go see when it comes out. It's a really, really great movie, and I was just speaking to one of the stars of the movie, Courtney Nash, a little 7-year-old girl. She's an adorable little girl.
She's so cute. I wanted to take her home.
And put her in your pocket, right?
Yeah, she's so cute.
And, you know, she's in a really nice, cute commercial, just so you'll know who she is.
Yeah.
She's in a commercial for Orville Redenbacher popcorn. So make sure anytime you see a popcorn commercial and a little girl in it, you can they're sitting at a tea table with her brother and her dad. That's who she is. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Look her up. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It was nice hearing from you, Maggie.
Yeah, me too.
All right, honey. You have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Okay, everybody, that was Maggie. Wow, I haven't heard from Maggie in a long time. Thank you so much for listening to Stardust Radio tonight. That was Courtney Nash. Make sure you check her out in Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, coming out this summer in June. Check your local listings and theaters. Have a good night.